Well, spring must be coming because Oscar week is upon us, and many folks are hunkered down because of the snow. So what should we be watching from the comfort of home?
Fortunately, hunkered down with us, WDTOP film critic, entertainment editor Jason Fraley.
Hunkered
good to have you
with Sean and Hillary.
Yeah, good to have you here to talk Oscars. And you know, are there any Oscar contenders we can binge on to get ready for Sunday's awards?
Yeah, you know, you're in with all your snow today, so mm-hmm. you might, you know, flipping through the channels and seeing where maybe telework, but, you know, do a little movie work and watch it on the side. I combed through some of the options for you guys. I mean, Comcast On Demand, they have a lot of the Best Picture contenders on there. Boyhood, Birdman, The Theory of Everything, if you want to, you know, watch Michael Keaton versus Eddie Redmayne, The Birdman versus Theory of Everything, Best Actor race, if you want to, you know, have some dogs in the fight, watch those two and see who you like better, or the Best Picture, if you want dogs in the race, watch Boyhood and Birdman on there. But on demand on Comcast, it's $15.99. So what I would say, try iTunes. You can rent for $5.99. You can rent Boyhood, Birdman, Theory of Everything, Nightcrawler. If Blockbuster is more your thing, you can rent Dawn of the Planet of the Apes on there, which I thought was one of my favorite summer blockbusters of the year. So try iTunes. Yeah, I think that's a good option.
All right. Any hidden gems that aren't nominated but still worth watching?
Yes, actually. I really loved, if you're into horror, there's this Australian horror gem called The Babadook for $6.99 on demand.
Babadook?
Yeah, right? It's one of these that sounds like a weird premise, but it totally works. It's a kid gets this pop-up book and is haunted by a character from the pop-up book. Sounds silly, but I promise there's some good mother-son relationship similar to The Sixth Sense there. There's also this romantic comedy, kind of a bizarre movie called The One I Love. Did you guys hear of that? Mark Duplass and Elizabeth Moss from Mad Men, their relationship's on the rocks, and they need to get away for a weekend getaway, and they go to a vacation home, and encounter themselves.
Ooh.
Yeah, but also I want to mention, you can Comcast is also streaming Grand Budapest Hotel for free, so there is some good stuff on TV, too.
Ooh, that's my underdog favorite.
That's a great film.
I love it. Hey, some of us like to look back a little bit and see the greats that maybe we haven't seen in a while, so any Oscar classics we can stream?
Some of us, like myself, like to look back a lot, Sean. Netflix. If you have Netflix, you don't even need to pay a dime. It's already with your subscription. There's some great Oscar favorites already streaming. If you want to see what makes a Best Picture, there's All About Eve on there from 1950 and Annie Hall from 1977. You want to see what a Best Director is, Mike Nichols, The Graduate. He won for The Graduate. That's on there for free. Maybe you want to see what it takes to be Best Actor. Silence of the Lambs, American Beauty are on there for free. Actress, Sunset Boulevard, right? Gloria Swanson,
yeah.
And Fargo with Frances McDormand. You want to see what takes to win screenplay? Check out Chinatown or Pulp Fiction. They're all on there streaming. And if you tune back in later in the week on TOP.com's entertainment page, we will be rewriting Oscar history. I will tell you what should have won every year in all the major categories.
And you know, people don't know this, but you can like throw out a year, 1938, and Jason will tell you what won the Oscar, right?
Absolutely. Give me some more.
What was 1938?
It should have been Bringing Up Baby, I'll tell you that.
All right, Jason Fraley, our entertainment critic here at WTOP.